This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Jim Ganley, here we are.
And boy, Bridget, we don't have much time left here at all for Christmas shopping, unless you're one of those that have put it off, and then you probably haven't started yet. You think, I got lots of time left. What are you talking about?
I always have people that I need to shop for towards the end there.
Either way, whichever camp you fall in, if you're going to be doing any shopping online and going to be using Amazon.com at all for anything that you're going to be purchasing, you can do us a big favor by first going to smile.amazon and registering. They just want your email, and they'll ask you what charity you want to represent. And if you would be so kind as to put in Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, and then you never have to worry about it again. Then anytime you shop at Amazon, it doesn't cost you any more. You go to the exact same pages that you always see on Amazon. The only difference is Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of everything that you purchase, not only now during the Christmas season, but 6 months from now, a year from now, whenever. You never have to think about it. You never have to do anything special. So if you would be so kind, next time you're on your computer, smile.amazon, and for charity, select Catholic Radio Indy.
Yes, well, today we are going to be talking about a topic called suffering, and we all suffer, but this episode is going to be about finding meaning in the midst of suffering. And our guest today to talk about this topic is Director of Adult Faith Formation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Welcome to Faith in Action, Tom Ponchek.
Thanks for having me.
And Tom, this is a great topic for you to talk about because you not only have the theological background from your background at Steubenville, but also being a recent cancer survivor, you can really speak from experience. So why do people suffer?
Well,
is this God's plan for us to suffer?
It is. It's not his optimal plan, shall we say. It's in the divine plan some way, but I would say that the idea of suffering goes back to original sin, that the original plan for creation didn't include suffering. It included us being in that perfect state, but we fell, we sinned, and we live in a fallen world. And so there are different kinds of suffering. We have personal suffering that is the result maybe of my wrong choices. I have free will. I can choose things that harm me. I can choose to harm others, and they suffer because of that. So there's the aspect of personal sin causing suffering, and then there's just natural suffering. Someone getting cancer, or it's a tsunami or an earthquake or something like that, and those are really the result of the fact that we live in a fallen world, that we're not in heaven yet. We don't have that perfect state. We're in a fallen world, and so we experience suffering. And I would say that God doesn't cause suffering, but he allows it. He allows us to experience that because he's able to bring something good out of it. And I'm reminded of the quote from C.S. Lewis, I believe it was in The Problem of Pain, where he said, God whispers in our pleasures and he shouts in our pain. That a lot of times it's when we're in the midst of suffering that we become aware of our need for God and we turn to God out of desperation. Whereas if everything's going well, I think sometimes we put God on the back burner and think, well, I've got this handled. So,
and I'm nodding because I can just think in my own life. I mean, that is so true. I mean, even when you have troubled times, whatever they are, whether job situation or health situation or whatever, I mean, it is in those times of suffering that you really, it's almost like an appointment with God, in a bad way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, it's kind of ironic, and I was thinking about this as I was preparing for this show, that the last time, you know, Tom's been a guest on the show before, and we were talking about a healing school that was going on at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and that I know you and I are both, you know, very much into healing and believing in God, you know, heals us today, but then not everybody gets healed. So, you know, should people still pray for healing? I mean, how does that fit into this notion of suffering?
Sure. Well, I would say we always pray for healing. There's a temptation sometimes that we think, well, I have this disease. I have I have cancer. God must want me to suffer. He's given this to me as a cross that I have to grin and bear, or something to that effect. And in the natural, that's just not true, because you're diagnosed with cancer. The first thing you're going to do is go see an oncologist. You're going to go through chemotherapy or surgery or radiation. You're going to seek natural healing. So it's even more important for us to seek spiritual healing, to go to the Father and ask Him to heal us, and to have that expectation that in faith that He will heal us. And it, you know, it is ironic. We had a healing service, the School of Healing at the church last year. It was December 1st. My radiation ended 3 days prior to the 1 year anniversary that School of Healing. So I would say that God always heals. Sometimes it's just not in the time, the place, or the way we would prefer it. Sometimes that healing doesn't come until we're with Him in heaven, but we're always going to have that hope of healing. And so my point is, I believe that strongly that in healing today, even if I don't see it, I believe it because my faith needs to be based not on my experience, but on what God's word says.
Absolutely. What a great way to look at that. We're talking with Tom Ponchek. He's the director of adult faith formation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And we're talking about finding meaning in the midst of suffering. Well, what is and I know you've kind of touched on this, but what specifically is the Catholic teaching on suffering for that, you know, and healing for that matter?
Sure. Well, we'll start with healing. We believe that we ought to pray for the sick. We have a sacrament dedicated to healing, the anointing of the sick. We believe that we can unite our sufferings with Jesus. And when we do that through some mysterious way, it takes on a redemptive meaning. So that though we may pray for healing, if that healing doesn't come immediately and we're still suffering, that we can unite with Jesus in the suffering that He endured, that we can take our suffering and join with Him. And it's the quote I wanted to share from St. John Paul II in his document on the Christian meaning of human suffering. He said, "It is suffering more than anything else which clears the way for the grace which transforms human souls, that makes present in the history of humanity the powers of redemption." That there's something mysterious about suffering that draws us into a greater and a deeper union with Christ. And I remember several years ago, my wife and I, we had a miscarriage, and someone said to us in that process that when we're wounded, we can look at Jesus because He still has His wounds. When He rose from the dead, He still had the nail marks in His hands, and we could take our wounds and match and bring those to His wounds and find healing in it. And so there's that idea that we can take our suffering and can unite it with Jesus.
So what was it like for you personally to experience, like find out that you have cancer and, you know, just all the knowledge you know about mm-hmm. and the whole healing school thing that had just happened?
Sure.
And it's kind of a shock when you get that kind of, and plus, you know, you have a good prayer life and a relationship with God, and you're probably like, yeah. What's going on, God? I mean, that's what I'd be saying to Him.
Yeah. So yeah,
I said that to Him. What's going on?
Yeah, I was diagnosed back in May with pleomorphic liposarcoma.
Okay.
They called me up with the diagnosis after biopsy, and I went online. I Googled, never Google.
Yeah.
Medical diagnosis, but and you get those two words that you never want to see when you're talking about cancer: rare and often aggressive.
Ooh.
And so it was I had a tumor on my left arm. And I remember just having that phone call with the results kind of felt like getting hit by a truck a little bit out of the blue. And I got that while I was at work, so I just went upstairs to the church, cried a little, prayed a little, went home, talked to my wife. It was a shock. And at the same time, we really truly believe, I mean, we prayed and we prayed, we prayed, we prayed, and we expected God to bring healing. And I even made an appointment. I drove up to Michigan to see the guys that came down to do that School of Healing, mm-hmm. Father Matthias and Patrick Rice, and went up to Michigan where they're based and got prayer with those guys. And then I went over to Steubenville for a conference, and I got prayer there as well. But, you know,
at the same time,
but God, you still went to your doctor.
I still went to see the oncologist and still went through chemo. I had surgery. I've had radiation treatments. But I think the one thing that God really showed me in all of that is I was praying about it and thinking about it. Ironically, was the one thing he brought about to me was his goodness, that God is good. And that was the one thing that really got driven home to me through this whole process, that God is good. And he's not good because of what he does for me. He's good because that's who he is. And if he's good, then I can trust him. I might not understand what's going on, why he's allowing this to happen, but if I know that he's good, I can have confidence that I can trust him. And that's one of the big lessons I took away from this.
We're talking with Tom Ponchik. He is the director of adult faith formation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and we're talking about finding meaning in suffering. So why is it difficult for people to find meaning in suffering? I mean, you could talk about this.
Sure.
Certainly. And you can talk about your own personal experience, or you can just talk about in general.
Well, I think we live in a culture that hates suffering.
True.
That's the air that we breathe.
Mm-hmm.
That we place a priority on instant gratification, on having our needs and our wants met, and avoiding anything that's difficult, avoiding anything that involves waiting.
You know,
yeah, we don't even like to wait.
Can't even wait. You know, that's suffering. Got to wait in line for 2 seconds. You know.
And so, in that environment, suffering just seems useless and futile. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good that can come from this. And I think when we separate ourselves from a relationship with God, then suffering does look like that. And
that's a great point.
Yeah, but then going back to like the church teaches, if we bring our suffering to Christ, it takes on meaning. The other thing I think is that suffering reminds us of our smallness, that we're not completely independent, we're not completely autonomous, that something can happen and I'm out of control. I can't control what's going on with my body, or I can't control what's happened to a loved one. And it reminds us of that smallness and that the fact that we're not God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it's so difficult for people to find meaning in suffering, because they look at suffering apart from a relationship with Christ.
That's a really great point. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about finding meaning in suffering and how you can do that too. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we are all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are, there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live. A place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, he can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places you'll find adoration chapels: at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Goretti in Westfield. Why don't you stop by soon? Jesus is there, and he's waiting to talk to you.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest. We're talking with Tom Ponchik. He's the Director of Adult Faith Formation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And we are talking about suffering, and nobody wants to suffer, but you can find meaning in suffering. Tom, I'm wondering, do you think everyone can find meaning, and where do you start? Because you could be suffering because somebody else has cancer. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure your wife and your family were really worried.
Yep.
You know, suffering can come in a lot of different forms.
Right. Well, and I would even say part of the suffering I went through was worrying about
them
my
worrying?
Wife and kids.
Okay.
Worrying
oh, yeah.
about me.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I mean, I think anyone can find meaning if they want, but you have to press in to find that meaning.
Where do you start? Okay, let's say someone's listening. Someone, either they have a job loss or there's some situation that's causing them suffering. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're even just being persecuted for
sure.
standing up for their faith, you know?
I think that the starting place is honesty with God. That's why I love the Psalms. The Psalms are so honest with God. They voice happiness. They voice displeasure. They voice frustration. And we fool ourselves if we don't think that God knows that we're frustrated with him. Or that we feel disappointed, or that we feel abandoned. And so be honest with how you're feeling with God as a starting place. Say, I don't understand this. Why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
And then use that as kind of a pivot point to say, well, Lord, what are you trying to do in me through this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to teach me? Even if I'm healed, I'm going through this to learn something. There's something I can pull out of this. There's something that I can grow from. What is that? And kind of try to meditate upon that a little bit.
So I think what I'm hearing you saying is that it's how kind of we react to the situation of suffering
mm-hmm.
and being, I always feel like it's an appointment with God,
yes.
you know, and okay, you have my attention now. Now what? You know, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yep.
You know, am I going to go to heaven here real soon or what?
Exactly. And it's...
Did it lead you into more prayer, or do you think it leads people into more prayer or listening, or like, how do you deal with it? That's
it's interesting because people will react different ways. I think some people will feel drawn more closer to God and others will use that as a wedge in their relationship with God because they feel like God's let them down or he's, and I think that's why it's important to be honest with how you're feeling with God, because I think if we hold in feeling disappointed with God or feeling let down or feeling scared and we just try to put on a face, a facade, then that's going to drive us away from God. We don't want to come to him because we feel like I have to have my act together to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
You could come to him and say, God, I just don't get this. I don't know what's going on. For my situation, you know, we prayed. I had in my mind, this is going to be such an awesome thing for God. I'm going to get healed. This lump's going to be gone and everyone's going to be like, whoa, look at this. You know? And it didn't happen. And I'm like, God, I don't understand. Cause in my mind, this is the best thing for you to do for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the best thing for you to do for you because look at this glory you'll get.
Good PR, you know?
You know? But that's not always the way it works. You know, sometimes he's got something deeper that he wants to teach. But I think that, again, bringing that honesty before God and saying, this is how I'm feeling today, Lord. Help me. Help me see where you're at in this.
So are there any benefits to suffering? That you can think of or maybe that you experienced?
Well, I think, there's that idea of feeling a deeper union with Christ, that we can draw closer to God through that. I think, but there's a couple other things too. I think, and there was a pastor that I was listening to, and he talked about how when we suffer, when we go through disappointment, suffering allows me to offer something to God that's unique and that I can't offer to him when I'm in heaven.
Mm.
When I'm in heaven, I'm not going to suffer. I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be weak. I'm not going to not understand what's going on. I'm going to be in front of God.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can take a situation that I'm in. I could take the situation where I've got this cancer diagnosis. Two things. How can I give something to you out of this that I can't give at another time? And also the flip side of that is, what does God want to be for me in this situation that I couldn't experience in another way?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the related to that is how suffering can soften our hearts towards others. I have a much greater appreciation for people who have gone through chemotherapy or through radiation, because I've gone through that now, and it deepens my empathy. I mean, it wasn't like I was a heartless, oh, you've got cancer, mm-hmm. ha ha.
Right,
but,
right.
But now I'm like, I know what you're going through. You know, I was sitting in the waiting room at from our radiation treatment a couple weeks ago, and the one guy next to me mentioned something about not being able that his taste buds were all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, are you going through chemo now too? Because I remember when I went through chemotherapy, I couldn't taste anything.
I didn't know that happened. Wow.
Yeah. And so there's this connection that we can make. And again, going back to John Paul II in his document, his letter on Christian suffering, he says, we could say that suffering is also present in order to unleash love in the human person, that unselfish gift of one's I on behalf of other people. In other words, that suffering, either my suffering or seeing the suffering of someone else, unleashes an opportunity for love, to share your heart with someone else, or to be available to someone else who's going through suffering, that we don't get opportunities to do that apart from those times of suffering.
We're talking with Tom Ponchek, and we're talking about suffering and finding meaning. And I'm curious, you know that you at an earlier time in your life, after Steubenville, you were a pastor at a Vineyard church. And I'm curious if your perception or your experience of being Catholic and suffering, mm-hmm. there's the church offers so much in terms of, I guess, a theological depth and mm-hmm. and practical experience with how to deal with it. I mean, just look at Pope John Paul II, you yep. know. Talk about that and maybe the difference that's available for Catholics.
I think our faith does give us a better context to handle suffering. There are some people that, you know, they look at suffering, they look at healing, and healing is completely dependent on how much faith you have. And if you weren't healed, then you don't have enough faith.
And that's not the truth.
That's not the truth. Or if you've been inflicted with some sort of suffering, then it's your fault somehow. It's right. something. It's kind of like
it's
the
not that's you didn't sin and have yeah, and now you have cancer.
It's like Job's friends. You know, right. this, in the book of Job. Job is suffering, not because of anything that he did, but all of his friends come and they're like, you must have done something. You know, God's coming. But I think as a Catholic, we have such a rich faith tradition. We have the saints, the stories of their lives. Like you mentioned, just looking at John Paul II and how he endured Parkinson's disease and how that we can, it gives us a broader context, I think, for looking at suffering. And it gives, I think, a depth to our faith when we realize that suffering is not opposed to faith. It's not opposed to God. It's something that we can pass through with him. That, you know, there's the idea of, you know, a lot of people talk about the rapture, you mm-hmm. know, and the end of the world. God's mm-hmm. going to come down. He's going to rapture. And he's going to take his people out so they don't have to suffer. But that's not the story of the Bible. You know, God's in the furnace with us. You know, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel are thrown into the fiery furnace, God went into the furnace with them.
There were four people in there, right?
Yeah. he
that's
goes
who the
through,
other person was, right?
He goes through suffering with them. And that's what the cross is about. When we look at the crucifix and we see Jesus hanging on the cross and we hear him say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Chris Stefanik has this really great short little video about that on YouTube. And he says, you know, Christ went through that so that when we say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Where are you at, God? He could say, I'm right here on the cross next to you. I'm going through this with you so that you don't have to go through it alone.
So was there, we got about 3 minutes left. Was there anything in particular about our faith that was a comfort for you? Like, was looking at a crucifix comforting, or was there anything in particular that mm-hmm. you felt was really comforting while you were suffering?
For me, one thing that really struck me is just realizing the prayers of other people. I mean, I kept working through my treatment, so I was at the church. And
you were. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, sometimes it wasn't easy. But every week people were coming up to me, hey, how you doing? And we're praying for you. And just to feel that support of the community was great. We had people with starting the meal train, and they were bringing food over while I was going through chemo and radiation. And I had guys that were coming over to mow the lawn because I couldn't do that, just to feel that sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
And know that so many people were praying for me and for my family and were concerned for us. I think that was just a great source of strength through all of that.
So for those people who might be listening, you know what? I want to mention one more thing. You do speak. We have just a few minutes left. You and your wife do speak, and you yes. have a webpage. Why don't you give that?
We do. It's mysteriumdei.com. Nice Catholic Latin name, meaning the mystery of God. So Mysterium's Mysterium, Dei. And so, yeah, my wife and I, we do some speaking. We've done some retreats and conferences and things like Theology on Tap or women's events, men's events, things like that. So we're making ourselves available to kind of come out and share just some of our faith journey, whether it's our story out of the Catholic Church and back in, or our experience with in marriage and raising kids, going through things like what we've gone through this time of suffering, various things that topics that we could talk about.
Yeah, you can cover a lot of different topics, and I've heard both of them speak before, and they do a great job. So if you if you're interested in having yep. having some more of Tom, then you can go to mysteriumdei.com. Any last thoughts for anyone out there thinking about dealing with suffering? Any encouragement that you'd give them have since you've walked the walk?
I think, again, the biggest thing that I've taken away from all of this is just knowing and having a trust in God's goodness. And it seems counterintuitive to go through suffering and have a greater understanding that God is good, even though things aren't going my way. But that goodness being the root of how and why I can trust Him.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. We need to have trust in God. Our guest today has been Tom Ponchuk. He's the Director of Faith Formation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. You can catch him on his webpage, mysteriumdei.com. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.